This is episode number 43, if you can believe it. 43. I think Dan was technically supposed to do this intro, but we both looked at each other and we're like,
Am I supposed to do this intro?
I don't know.
Let's take a step back on this one. Are you even?
I'm pretty sure because you would have done episode one, which would have put me at two. It doesn't matter.
You think you're the odd one, which is how we always remember who does what intro. You being
honest
the odd
to God.
One. Don't you remember that? We've had this conversation once a week for 40.
How many? How many
weeks?
Well,
42, because we did not discuss it on week 43.
We did not.
And I thought we'd be good to go, but
yeah,
here we are.
It could just be me. Whatever. Hello, everyone. I'm Nicole. He's Dan. We are back. We missed last week because I was traveling the world. And now that I'm back, Dan thinks it's because I was in an airplane. I think it's because it was 70 degrees yesterday. But my allergies are just unbelievably bad. So if I have to mute to cough, I'm so sorry.
I understand. But that happens to me. I'm serious. When I fly, I always. I think I'm going to start wearing a mask when I fly. Not because I'm worried about COVID or anything else, but I always come back sick from traveling. And sometimes it's a little one, sometimes it's a big one, but it happens like every single time.
Yeah, I don't feel sick. I just feel like nasally. You know what I mean? Like I don't feel bad. I just feel like there's a lot of stuff in my lungs and in my head. But that aside, you can find out all about us.
Welcome back, everybody.
Yes, we missed you all. how you can become a spinner, which is one of our supporters, by going to stillspinningpodcast.com. And spinners, don't you worry. We'll have some bonus content for you this week. Sorry that we had to
miss. Yeah, we kind of owe you some extra bonus content. We might do a couple because you were gone.
I was gone.
Then when the days you were able to do it, I was not able to. So yeah, we just sort of, you know what? It was our hiatus. Every 42 weeks, we're going to take a hiatus here on the Still Spinning podcast. And that's what it was. Nobody got mad at Johnny Carson when he was gone for a week, right?
Well, maybe, but nobody, he doesn't get his fan mail.
Nobody cared.
You know what I mean? Somebody else opened that.
Right.
So you can send us fan mail if you want. Nicole@stillspinningpodcast.com, Dan@stillspinningpodcast.com, or both. No one has yet to send us an email.
You haven't got an email yet?
No. Have you?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah. Several.
From a fan?
No. Just I'm on a bunch of email lists.
Oh, no. I mean, I've gotten emails.
The shirts and stuff when I buy all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I get
something from Threadless and Vistaprint on a regular. I meant
I've never actually had somebody who listens to this podcast actually send us an email to either Nicole or Dan at stillspinningpodcast.com.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Sorry, everybody. I put 8 o'clock on the thing because I was going to the old time. So.
You're still on. You just got back from New York. You're on Eastern time.
I'm still
time.
On
I get
Eastern.
It. No problem.
My bad.
So to all, you know what? It pops up on Facebook. How many people do you think are out there that are just like, no, I'm coming back at 8 o'clock to listen? I mean, your Facebook tells you what time it starts and everything. So
yeah, that's true.
Yeah. All right. So here was an interesting story. Now that was going to be a different story than it is today, because when this first came up and when we would have talked about it originally on last week, the story had not changed. The story went like this. The CEO of Wendy's was talking about the new digital boards they're putting inside of all the Wendy's. They're getting rid of, like, some, I guess, still have the old kind of the menu boards that you still have to, like, get up there and change. And even outside, like, the people got to go outside and switch them from breakfast over to, over to lunch. They got to swing them around.
Crank it or whatever it is, yeah.
Well, so they're talking about how they're getting rid of all of those and everything is going digital. And he mentioned that one of the benefits of doing that, and I'm sure he wishes he did not mention this, but he mentioned that one of the benefits of doing that was that they could change prices based on demand throughout the day. So basically, surge pricing on the menu items, the DoorDash model. So, your nuggets would cost you $1.29 at 11 o'clock, but when they're busy at noon, now they're $1.69.
Yeah. I bet this happens all the time and we just don't realize it.
I don't think it does.
You don't think so?
No.
Nah, I bet you.
I mean, I know we get like, hey, it's happy hour. You can get two drinks. I don't think the prices ever change like that.
I wouldn't be surprised. I am also a very skeptical person.
I guess it would shock me because I just don't know that they have the technical way. I mean, they're talking about minute by minute, and like different restaurants would have different prices. Like, it's not, you for the longest time you went to McDonald's and you got a Diet Coke for 99 cents. Well, that's obviously not the case anymore. That's now up to like $2 or something like that. But point being is the price is the same at all the area McDonald's, right?
Well, the area ones.
Yeah, it does switch a little bit.
But that means that there's fluctuation depending on where you are in the country.
What they're talking about is the ability to say, hey, this Wendy's over here on this road is really busy. Let's just, you know, increase the prices over there while it's busy.
Yeah, I bet you it's not actually technically that hard. Because if they're digital, I bet you they can write a program, which once we've sold X amount and X amount of times, like that's when the price. How'd you like to be the person standing there looking at it and then just watching it change? Like what?
Like, yeah, you roll up, you're the next one about to order, and your classic double goes from like $3.40 to $3.90 right in front of your face.
Yep.
The reason I say it's a different story today is because now Wendy's has backtracked. They said they were going to do this, and Wendy's has now backtracked, going, no, you misunderstood. And
then,
we didn't misunderstand. You probably shouldn't have said it.
Correct.
But,
legal was waiting for that guy as soon as he got out of whatever that was, phone call interview where he said that, and they were like, why?
You know that hit Twitter, you know that hit everything, and Xer or whatever, and you know that was blah, that was out everywhere like that.
Yes.
And I will say this, I'm not naive enough to believe that's not going to happen somewhere, because you are definitely old enough, and I think most of our listeners are old enough to remember there was a time where you would get on an airplane and you were allowed 2 checked bags for no fee. And this wasn't that long ago. This was like 2007, 2008. I mean, it was not that long ago.
Yeah.
And United Airlines, the rumor started that, hey, they're going to start charging for checked bags. And everybody went, no, they're not. That's not going to happen. Come on. Why would they do that? You're already paying the ticket price. You're already paying it well. And they initially denied it, too. About a year after that, they went, yeah, we're going to start doing it. Mm-hmm. And then we went, well, I'm just going to fly a different airline. And then that airline went, yep, that's a good call. We're going to do that, too. And they all do it now, except Southwest.
But well, I was going to say, Southwest doesn't.
Yeah.
And certain fare classes don't have to.
But
and I thought it was...
Because you're paying a lot of money for those other fare classes, and that's why... And they just write that cost in there, so...
But honestly... I just went to New York, and it was only $150 more to fly first class. Had I checked the 2 bags, that probably would have been about it.
You'd have been
at
least $100 of it, right? Or like probably at least $50 of it. So for an extra $100, first class, not a problem.
Each way, So it was interesting too when we were boarding in Newark, there was an announcement made, not at my gate, but a different gate, still United, and it was something essentially like, if you're a first class passenger, you go ahead and keep your carry on bags. Everybody else, bring them up. We're checking them.
Yep.
Which I thought was kind of funny.
Yep.
Did you ever work a job where you had to go out and change any signage? The ones I'm thinking about specifically, I used to work at a movie theater. So we'd have to go change the poster and then the showtime, those like plastic things would slide in with showtimes, and they would always get stuck and ripped. But the worst was the giant sign that had the individual letters. Because it was really tall and you had to put it on this like suction cup thing and like get it in there and move everything around.
I've seen them doing that, but I've never actually done that. Oh. But I've seen it being done. And you got to like start on the one side, right? And put it up there and slide it all the way over to the,
Yep. And then if you screw up, you have to take it down. And then if one falls, it's 100% going to break because it's from a distance. We didn't have one, you know, worked at movie theater. So it was a high thing. It wasn't just something that was, I could reach over and do it. Oh man, I would have really enjoyed some digital, digital signage then, or just when everything's sold out, just like bam, sold out.
So you had to be happy when, like, instead of when it's a mad, 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 mad world played, had to drive those people crazy. It was a great day when you had to put up a sign that said ET, right?
Or a T2.
Right, T2, right.
Terminator 2.
That's why it never said ET, the extraterrestrial, on the
Absolutely
sign. They just
not.
Went ET, and they didn't even use the period. They just said et.
Yep. Et. And it was like, yep.
You all know what it is. It's et.
That's exactly right. You don't need the full thing. You know exactly what movie this is. Don't make some poor schlub stand out there, probably in the rain or the cold, depending on the weather, you know, depending on what season we're in, unless it's now where it's 70 degrees in Chicago. It's very strange.
Yeah.
It's very strange.
End of
yeah,
time
we definitely
stuff.
Miss the surge pay, like people get paid more whenever they're working harder.
Here's a great point. We haven't done our comments for a while. There's our buddy James Bond or Wendy Bond, not sure which one. I'm sure I missed the part where they talked about surge wages during those times.
Absolutely. Oh, man. You know what? I was so fast on as a cashier at the movie theater and in concessions. I wish I would have gotten some sort of bump or bonus for just whipping through everybody, you know? That never happened.
Well, I've got this. I've always wanted to do this thing because you know, we've talked about how tipping is just now out of control.
Out of control.
Everything. Yeah. Everywhere you go. Wendy's. Mm-hmm. And they never tell you, like, they never say, here you go, you have to pick a number for the tip. They say, just need you to answer a question on there.
Right.
They never say, they always say, just need you to answer a question on there. Anyway, so
it's funny you say that because I was just recently reading a story over the past couple of days where this woman was on, you know, the TikTok complaining about something. And it was that she was at a restaurant that put, because we generally read, you know, left to right. They put the biggest amount over here and the smallest, sorry for those who are not watching, on the left-hand side. So the first number you would see would be like the 30%.
Oh, where you have to select for the tip?
Yes. And then on the opposite side, where you would think would be the largest number was actually the smallest number. So they sort of inverted them. And she felt that that was a really deceiving tactic because a lot of people aren't paying attention and they just assume that when they click that button. Now, I would argue that assuming is never the right thing to do.
You should still always look at the thing. But, you know, like
absolutely,
there's some restaurants that you have to, like, go over two pages before you can get to no tip.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean, there's only
I
like three buttons
that
on there, but you have to go over one, go over another one, and then there's the no tip line on there.
Oh, I haven't encountered that yet.
Yeah. I just hate, why do I got to tip the guy at Qdoba? Like, come on. This is not...
Because he's making a real wage. The tipping came about because servers are making like $2 an hour.
Yeah. Is it enough? I don't know. But as long as I'm subsidizing it, then, But I guess my point was, I forgot. What was my point? What was I talking
about?
That's
hard to say.
The waiter, the tipping. Why do I got it?
You shouldn't have to tip Qdoba guy. Tipping.
Tipping. There's a reason. Tipping. What were we talking about before that? Maybe I'll go back into this. Movie, I don't know. I was leading.
Oh, the
up
movie
to
theater
a...
putting the changing the times.
Oh
the
no,
signs.
No! I know what I was gonna say. I'm sorry. I'm here now. So I always wanted to put a thing in my comedy show, and I wanted to bring this up and go, all right, who thinks tipping is just out of control? You know, I got some other jokes about it, and then you know you're gonna get some people clapping, and then I would be like, now who thinks anytime you're enjoying, like you get a good service from somebody, no matter what they're making, you should tip them and blah blah blah, and you know you're gonna get a bunch of people to go woo, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I'm going to turn around my QR code on a big poster board and say for everyone who just clapped.
Here's
how you tip me. Because nobody ever gives the comedian a tip, right? They walk out of there and they go, oh, it's such so much fun. I'm like, yeah, well, you know, here. I just hear and just hand them a thing, go, before you can leave, I just need you to answer one question on this thing. Go ahead. Just answer one question.
Did you enjoy yourself? 20%. But then they'd have to do like a whole just random number because you couldn't really charge them based on the ticket price.
That's true.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. Thank you, Paul. Everyone's a comedian. Paul, here's a tip, buddy. Be funny. Yeah.
Isn't everyone a comedian?
Everyone's a comedian.
That is so true.
Yes.
You know what everyone isn't?
What?
Smooth. Oh, boy. The newest thing in dating, AI. One in three. Let me restate that. One in three men who are ages 18 to 34, use
ChatGPT. Is that a subscription thing? Or can I sign up for ChatBeach?
Yeah. use ChatGPT for relationship advice.
Yeah.
I find this...
It's horrifying.
Horrifying, but also not shocking. As of Valentine's Day 2024, that's right, everybody. That's when it's all really kicking off. That's when it popped off. Online romance looks very different. They're using artificial intelligence to flirt, whether that means it generates the messages for dating apps, how they write their profiles. They'll like cut the basic information in and let it write the profile, or evaluating compatibility with what they call situationship. I don't even know what the hell that means. I really
probably
don't know what that means.
I will say that, again, this is horrifying, but if I were a little kid and I was a young man trying to date, I should mm-hmm. say little kid. If I were a young man, if I were 18, 19 years old, I'd write some kind of program that would let me have a conversation with like 25, 30 different women and then just see how that one's going. And then let's put these in order. Okay, the one I'm going to go with is number 7. You know, I could totally see that happening.
It's funny you mentioned that, Dan, because this article talks about a Russian dude. He programmed a chatbot to converse with more than 5,000 women on Tinder, and now he's engaged to one of them. So it worked.
Look, it's all about the numbers, right? If you need to sell 5 cars, you got to do 50 pitches. That's how it works. You know what I mean? Come on.
It's all about quantity, right? Yep. The more you get in there, the better you can do. There's apparently a company out there now called YourMove.ai, which is specifically an AI dating tool. The range of services include drafting messages, analyzing conversations, and evaluating users' dating app profiles. Do you know what this is? Do you know what these people... This is friends. This is what your friends do.
Right.
Or should do. Like, you have your friend.
People don't have friends anymore.
I mean, that is so true.
ChatGPT is their friend. You need to talk to somebody?
Because this is exactly what friends would do for you. I know it's been a while since you were dating. It's been a while since I was dating, too. But I specifically remember, like, you would just call your friends and be like, oh, my God, they said this and this and this. And what does it mean? That's exactly what this chat service does. Except it's freaking AI. I just can't. I'm so scared for the future. I genuinely am.
That's how that worked. You guys called your friends around going, oh, no, he said this. What does this mean?
Yeah.
Because every one of my friends went, wait, that hot woman is talking to you?
Well.
Yeah, go do that. There wasn't a lot of there wasn't like, why don't you wait? I mean, there was even my mom. We've talked. My mom, she's like, go, just get out of the house. Move out. Go.
Mm-hmm.
That one. Yes.
Well, you have to be careful. You need other people's input. You need other thoughts, like crafting. How many movies have you watched where, you know, they're trying to write the text and then they delete it and then they're asking their friends?
Yeah.
But now you don't need to do that. You don't need to have real friends.
Nope. You don't even need to send the text. You don't even need to send the text. You programmed the chatbot to do it all for you.
I know. How many of those 5,000 women, by the way, do you think were actually also chat?
10.
Chatbots.
10. Go to 20. 20. Print. Quote. Hey, girl. Hey. Unquote.
It just scares the crap out of me. It genuinely scares the crap out of me.
Well, what scares me is how, like, the kids, boy, I'm so old.
There's
no social skills. I mean, and it reflects in dating, but it reflects everywhere. They just can't have conversations with people the way, you know, the way we're able to have conversations with people. I honestly think we were the last generation that's going to be able to do this.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right. I mean, it also is, society is just changing. Like, that's just how people communicate now, mm-hmm. or don't communicate, as the case may be. But it doesn't do them any good when they get into a job out in the workforce, in a relationship. If you don't know how to communicate with someone, like, you are screwed.
This is a great question that Linda asks. Does AI go on the live date, too?
I mean, if you have one of those dolls, probably.
Do you still go on the... Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Do you still actually go on the date?
I don't know. Do people
still
date
do that
anymore?
Now? Do we just agree that, yep, this is going to work? Let's just
sign the papers.
Let's just do this.
We've just decided.
Yeah, the old-fashioned, let's see, Gene says, the old-fashioned meeting someone is the best.
I think it's so hard to do now.
Yeah.
And part of that, too, is people are just really busy, right? You don't have time to just, I'm going to go hang out in the whatever. Although I met Paul at work. How did you meet Jenny?
Well, I could develop this great story, but
put it in ChatGPT and let it come up with the story.
I should, because it's actually not. So we kind of dated each other's friends, like for a very brief period of time.
Gotcha.
And then we kind of realized, you know, I like you. And she's like, well, I like you. And so we went on one date. We went to the zoo. Mm-hmm. And then the second date, we went to a wedding reception, and that's where we were engaged.
You got engaged at a wedding reception?
Well, she asked me, and I said no.
I that know. Already
she
checks out.
Right. She asked me, and I said no. Because I didn't think she was serious.
Because it was your second date?
And, yeah, she'd been drinking a little bit, too.
Oh, yeah.
Which that all checks out, right? Because in my brain, I'm like, yeah, that's what it would take for somebody to go, yeah, I'll be engaged to him. But then like the next day, so it wasn't technically a date. I guess it was, because we're not. it's weird for me to even think of going on a date with her, because we're just, hey, let's go have breakfast or something. And yeah. I wanted to ask her, because you know that's how it's got to work. And yeah, I did. And
did you have a ring?
No. Couldn't afford a ring. Are you kidding? I was working part-time. I was a stand-up comedian, opening act, and a part-time radio DJ. Ring? Yeah. Mm. Bathtub had a ring.
Oh, boy.
So we actually used her grandmother's engagement ring.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah. I know. I thought that was nice and cheap. So that ended up working out well.
Damn, just supposed to embrace like the sentimental side of it. Don't point out the practicality of the fact that you didn't have to buy a ring.
It was nice. It was good. Yeah. Thank you, Grandma.
ChatGPT would have said, don't say that.
Yeah, well.
It would say. So.
Talk to ChatDAN. I've got, I can get anybody hooked up.
Speaking of.
I don't even know if that's a, can you say that? Is that what they say now?
I don't even know.
Yeah, this is a perfect example of stupid millennial stuff here.
There's a new trend out there, and it's called Silent Book Club.
It is exactly as stupid as it sounds.
It is exactly. It's where you meet up somewhere, and then everyone just sits quietly and reads their book. I don't even think it's the same book. I think it depends. But right now, there are more than 500 chapters in all 50 states. Led by local volunteers, they meet at bars, they meet at cafes, bookstores, libraries, and read together in quiet camaraderie.
What do you mean they meet at libraries? It's the damn definition of a library.
I'm just telling you.
We've had this for 150 years in this country. It's called library. We've all been able to do it. I've gone to Silent Book Club hundreds and hundreds of times. I just didn't know it. I didn't have to like agree with other people that we're going to Silent Book Club. I just went, and we went to the library, and we're all in Silent Book Club.
Mm-hmm. And I thought one of the major points of book club was to read the same book and then discuss about it or have a discussion about
it. That's the whole point of a book club. Yes, that's why you have one.
Silent Book Club, no assigned reading.
Yeah.
You bring whatever you want. It can be a comic book. It could be a textbook. It could be an audiobook. And then you gather at a set time and a location. Share what you're reading. Oh, I'm reading this. I'm reading this. And then zip it. It's an hour of silent, sustained reading.
This is dumb.
And at the end of that hour, you can talk or you don't have to. It's about community, Dan.
It's not community. If you're not talking to...
Right. It's about just being in the same room. That's not community. That's just location.
Or, as James points out, or school. That's what we all did in school, too. We all sat around and read the book, and we didn't really... And actually, no, I'll take it back. School, we talked about it, usually.
Study hall?
Here? Yeah, right. Silent Book Club, we don't... Mm-hmm. I don't know why. This just bothers me, because it's one of these stupid millennial things, I think, that we have to call it something, right? Like, we have to... Why do you got to be part of a club to go read a book that you don't talk about?
I feel like it might be that, but it could also partly be what you were just talking about. The lack of social skills. People don't know how to interact and be together anymore. Like, sure, I'm sure some of it is like there are introverts who just prefer to not have that kind of interaction, but you could just stay home.
Right? You have books at home or go to like, what?
Right? I mean, if you're a true introvert, you just stay home and then you're just like on online typey-type discussions. But I do think an element of this is people wanting to get out, wanting to connect with others, but not really knowing how to do that anymore. They don't have the social skills. They don't have the ability to just go up and, you know, talk.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I just, again, I am so becoming my grandfather, and I know we've discussed I am like, I totally understand what my and not the good parts of what my grandfather had, because my grandfather had like some good part. Like, you know, he was shot in the ass on like Saipan.
That's right? His good part?
Well, I mean, he didn't tell anybody. He kept fighting for a while, but bleeding out of his butt because he didn't want to let down his other, like, that is like a hero, right?
That is
me.
Pretty cool.
If I'm on one of those boats and I'm approaching the island and everybody's like, go! I'm jumping over the backside of the boat where the big metal thing is, right? I'm gonna hop over there and go, you're gone. I'm just beyond, I don't have the good parts that grandpa had. And I saw my grandpa on one day, I watched him fix a wash machine, change the starter in his car, and he soldered his clock radio back together. One day, I saw him do all three of those things. My alternator went out a few years back, and I just bought a new car.
Because a whole new car?
Yeah, I'm just like, I don't know, maybe
you
it's
could just
probably
buy
just
that
easier.
New part.
Yeah.
Someone else would put it in for you.
I don't know, but I'm just like,
have you ever changed a flat tire?
Yes, I'm actually good at changing flat tires. I'm good at some of the car maintenance stuff now.
All right. Well, I was just asking because what you just said.
I changed my rear oxygen sensor once.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I didn't know it had.
I watched it on YouTube. I didn't either, but I watched how to do it on YouTube.
I am telling you, you can find how to do anything on YouTube.
Yep.
Anything.
My mechanic has a thing like, you know, the shop rate is like, well, I don't know, like $120 an hour. Unless you've started a project yourself because you were watching it on YouTube, it's $180 an hour or something like that. If we have to fix your YouTube attempt, something like that. That's pretty funny. Yeah, that is
pretty funny. But I've definitely done some things. For some reason, I have a 2002 Honda Civic. Let me repeat that. 2002. My car is 22 years old.
How many miles do you have on your car?
It's not that many, actually. It's like 116,000. Because I live
that's
in the city. I don't.
Not bad,
every
yeah.
time I drive like a half a mile. The longest one of my jobs is like 8 miles away. You know, so that's 16 miles.
I just turned 203,000.
Oh, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Paul also has a 2002, and he's well over 200,000.
Yeah. So what were you saying?
So for some reason, the way my windshield wipers go on is surprisingly, you can't just look at it and figure out how they go on. There's like a whole pull and slide situation. So every time I change my windshield wipers, which I do myself, thank you very much, I do have to look it up on YouTube how to do it because I forget every single time. Like, how is this again?
No, some of them do that. You have to like flip this thing, pull down, mm-hmm. pull it backwards and get the thing out. Yeah, I know. I just had
to
do it.
There's like a hook?
Yeah. I just had to do it. So I know exactly what you're talking about. Cause I'm like, why can't I just remember how to do this? And then you do it and you go, oh, click, click, out. And you're like, cause you're sitting there fighting with it for like 10 minutes. Then you go look it up on YouTube and you go, that's what I'm doing. And you push the button, you go, oh, I see. I'm trying to put that in the wrong. Oh, okay. I see now. And then the next one just slips in and then you forget how to do it the next time you have to change it again.
Yep. Cause it's not a super frequent necessity to change it. I also am very worried that I'm going to break it. And the last thing I want to do is pay somebody to fix.
Although, really, on
your
car from 2002, it's like, I mean, that's just a metal hook. You can really probably just run back in the house and solder something back on there. It's not that fancy.
Do I look like I solder?
Well, you can get some solder. You call me. I can come solder it.
Well, see, you are your grandpa.
That's right. Yes. I do have a soldering gun. That's true. Maybe I am starting to be more, although I can't really do anything useful with mine. But
well, if you soldered my windshield wiper
I
situation.
I don't think that's a soldering situation. That seems more like a welding type thing, which is soldering just magnified by like 1,000 times.
And you need one of those masks, one of those helmets with like the shield.
I want one of those anyway.
Right?
Yeah.
What would you do with it?
I don't know. There's a lot of things I want that I don't need. I have no clue what to do with them. But soldering,
like your dash cams?
Yes. Where'd it go? Hold on. Speaking of dash cams.
Oh, boy.
I got to show you something before we go on to this last thing.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Where'd it go? I actually had no intention to show this to you. Where did it go? I put it.
I don't know. I don't know what you're looking for.
Yeah, you wouldn't know because I haven't told you this thing yet. Hang on. Stand by, please.
Oh, boy. Well, while he's doing that.
I got it.
Oh, boy. Well, all right.
So, I bought my dash cam.
Right. Well, didn't your wife buy it?
technically.
Wasn't it a gift for
yes,
you?
Yes, it was. Saying. But I'm the one that had to go in the Amazon cart and do it. But yes.
Oh, okay.
So got the dash cam, and it's in the car, and I've gotten a couple of crazy, you know, driver things. It's kind of cool. But so I get this in the mail today. Speaking of dash cam.
Is that a speeding ticket?
Nope. Dear valued customer, thank you for purchasing our dash cam on Amazon. And by the way, it's on an attempt. It looks like it's Amazon. Wait, over there. It looks like it's Amazon letterhead.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the company writing me saying, thank you for buying it. We're pleased to inform you that you have been selected as the lucky customer to receive cash back by sharing your shopping experience. So basically, they want to give me $40. And here's how I have to claim it. Write a review with 5 stars and take a screenshot. Email us the review screenshot plus the order ID. The redeem code of cash rebates will be sent to you once we've confirmed receipt of your review. Attention, for your account security, please be sure to contact us through the following email address, not through our Amazon account, and do not attach pictures of this letter when leaving a product review.
Well, that isn't sketchy at all.
You can't do that. That's against like Amazon everything. You can't just write. You can't just pay people for good reviews. I'll let you know
so
if I get my
do?
$40. I'm going to do it. But I mean.
Oh, come on. You are not going to do
it. Why would I not do it? That's how they get all those 5-star reviews. I'm going to do it, take the $40, and then turn them in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That checks out.
Yeah, right.
That feels like you.
Yeah. Tell me that's not scammy, though.
That is super scammy.
Yeah.
Do not, anytime anything says, do not use our usual ways of contacting us. Do not tell anybody about this. Do not show this picture to anybody.
This is the digital version of don't tell your mom what we're about
right?
to do. Right. That's exactly what this is.
This should be just on red. It should just be on a piece of paper that is shaped like a flag.
Right.
A red
yes.
giant piece of paper
yep.
that is a flag.
Yep.
That is what that should be. Dan, when was the last time you traveled internationally?
1998.
It's time.
And I went to Canada, and that's when you could just go with your driver's license right across the border.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now you can't.
No, now you can't. I think you can still go, but I don't think you can come back.
It's more involved.
Yeah.
You can't come back.
Right. Yeah, I think that's the case. I think they'll still let you across, but the U.S. will not let you back in, I think.
Yeah.
I might be wrong about that, but...
So I love reading little articles about how people can tell that we're Americans or when Americans are traveling, like the stupid things they do. Because as someone who in the past has traveled internationally, I can tell you almost always the worst tourists are Americans. I'm just telling you.
That's probably true, yeah.
I'm just telling you. So I thought it would be fun for me to share some of these with you so that and tell you how many of them I applied to, because a lot of them.
Every time I go to a national park, the worst tourists are Americans. So that's probably true. Yeah.
Yeah. So here's a selection of these. I worked as a cashier in a touristy area of Paris. I always recognized Americans immediately because they were especially friendly to me and they always left tips. Well, that's nice, right? We're friendly and we leave tips. Someone said, an Italian told me that Americans walk.
That was it?
Oh, not all of them are mean.
I was
going to
say, that's a good one? Because that sounded pretty nice.
That is a good one. An Italian told me Americans walk confidently in the wrong direction. I do this.
Yeah, that's us.
If I don't know where I'm going, I just sell it. I'm going to pretend like I do. This is how I get away. I just did this, as a matter of fact, in New York City. If you need to use a bathroom in a major city, walk into a large hotel and look like you belong there, walk right to the escalator or the elevator and find where the conference rooms are.
Yep.
You will find the nicest bathrooms you've ever seen. So
and
that
free
I definitely
breakfast.
Do.
Get some free breakfast on your way out, too.
I don't do that. We've discussed.
Yes.
We always ask, Americans always ask, how's your day going or how you doing in completely random circumstances? Apparently, this freaks people out. But
I do
that. Is 100% what I do. Here's a big one that I thought was really funny and just shows the vanity that we have. And I absolutely am guilty of this. When you ask where they're from, they don't say America. Instead, they say something like, I'm from Texas. No other people in the world tell you what state or region they're from. They usually start at the continent level. Like, I'm from Europe. then maybe go further as they tell you their home country if the conversation continues. American folks just go straight to the state. I'm from Texas. I'm from Florida. Half of them just say their town, which nobody knows. Then you look confused, and then they say their state. Oh, like it's in Texas, not like it's in America, which I thought is very funny because 1,000% of the time I will say Chicago. But I also feel like everyone knows everyone Chicago. Knows
where, that's like Tokyo or like, you know where that is, right? Like you don't have
right.
to. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. But I thought that was very funny because it's 100% accurate. We always want ice in our water.
Yeah, it's true. But I think that is accurate on the one we say what state we're from. But, you know, I mean, there's a reason like there's a historical reason.
Ooh,
because,
tell.
Well, back in the day, like this is all Civil War stuff. Like there was nothing called, we were United States of America. It wasn't until after the Civil War that we were referred to as the United States of America. Nobody ever considered themselves a citizen of the United States. You were a citizen of Virginia. You were a citizen of Wisconsin, of mm-hmm. New Jersey. It wasn't until after the Civil War that we all went, hey, and we're all a citizen of this one big country. Even though we technically were, that was never uttered that way. It was never, where are you from? I'm from the United States. You would never say that.
Unless Interesting.
Maybe you were overseas and you just wanted to like, yeah, but you would never say that to anybody else. So
hopefully we did not learn something.
Oh, shoot. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We gotta have buzzers so we can automatically just stop the other one's microphone.
Yeah. Don't.
Yeah.
This one I think is both funny and sad. They always look cheerful and are constantly smiling and looking happy. Tourists from other places appear more neutral or even unhappy. We're happy to be in someone else's country, man. Are you kidding me?
That's fine. What's wrong with that?
This makes me sad for the people who are on vacation.
Yeah,
and
who's
look.
Visiting you? Like, why are people... So, like, people from, like, Spain or people from, like, Australia aren't happy when they're in the UK, right?
Yeah, I would think they would be, but apparently they're not. They give gentle grins to strangers as they pass by and make eye contact. It may be received well in the Midwest, but not in Germany. Don't you look at me.
You know, like in many countries in Asia, smiling, like showing teeth is a sign of aggression.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah. If you, and this, I shouldn't even tell
Again,
you.
Again, we're learning something.
I shouldn't
go ahead.
Tell you how I know this because I learned this many, many, many years ago. I was on an elevator. We were at the University of Iowa hospitals and on the elevator, they had a whole bunch of pictures of the doctors. And I think it was like the, what's the fake doctor? The,
physician's assistant?
Now, yeah.
PAs?
Yes. So, and I noticed that all of the ones from certain countries were not smiling. They were smiling, but it was
the closed mouth.
Yeah. And there was somebody whose picture was on there, and it's probably stupid. Again, this is an American thing. Like, I could just go, hey, that's you. Let me ask you a question. Why ain't none of those people that look like you smiling? It was basically I said it in a nice way, but really that's what it was.
Right.
And she explained to me, she said, it's very obvious on when you look at it, like with, you know, all of us put together, she said, it's not common to smile because that's a sign of aggression.
I did not know that.
I'm like, well, that's okay. And so I'm like, okay. So
this is why it's good to read up on things before you go to any countries.
Right. Well.
All right. People. Two.
Right. No. The V symbol. Like, remember, you know, this is good here.
Oh, it's this.
Great here in the United States.
It's flipped. You can't do it flipped.
Not so much anywhere. Not so much.
That's right.
Anywhere.
Definitely
else.
Not in the UK. You cannot give anybody this. I think peace sign is still okay. It's when you flip it around.
Okay.
But I don't quote. I wouldn't do either way, just to be safe.
Right.
Apparently, only Americans eat while walking and drink their coffee while walking. Everyone else like sits down, and they find it very disturbing when we walk around with our food or our beverage.
Well, they got to lose their minds like at Times Square or something when they.
Oh God! Right.
Like that's...
Tipping. Americans try to tip everyone, even in countries where tipping isn't a thing and can even be considered insulting.
Where is tipping considered insulting?
Don't know. I'm just telling you. They act so amazed by things that are more than 200 years old, presumably because they don't have many things that old in the USA. Yeah, That's 1,000% accurate. That's why it's impressive, because we don't have anything.
Yep. I do that too. Like you go, like even here, you know, you're like, oh, that's amazing. Look, that church is from like 1789. You're like, wow. And then you go to like a museum and you see a painting that's from like 789. And you're like, oh, well, I guess that's old.
It's unbelievable. It really is amazing to find things that old, because we just don't have it.
Right.
This one I've heard a lot from my friends that live abroad. You hear Americans coming like thunder. More often than not, if people are talking and laughing louder than everyone else, they're American.
And proud to be it, damn it.
Yep. Good teeth. You know.
Okay. A
little stereotypical. There was another one that was really funny.
I feel like all of these are stereotypical.
Yeah, but they're all also true. You think that when Paul and I don't... Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
This one is 1,000% me. When asked how far away something is, an American will tell you how long it takes to get there in minutes as opposed to the physical distance. That's because when we're traveling, like, you need to know.
I feel that's more of a Midwest thing than anywhere else, though. I don't think that happens so much on the East and the West Coast, but definitely in the Midwest, it's a minute. It's 15 minutes that way.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, yep.
Lack of indoor voice instantly reveals Americans. Apparently, this is the thing too. Americans right away, they can tell because they wear their sunglasses on top of their head when they're not using them.
I was just doing that this morning.
I do it all the time. Like, we got to the bottom of the system. Like, yep. Apparently, that shows us as Americans. I don't know why.
I feel like that makes the rest of the world stupid. That's like the best place to carry. Like, where? Let me look. Ooh, there
it's
it
so
is.
Practical.
And it'll come right down.
I've always observed my friends from the U.S. point at stuff while walking and narrate what it is. Hey, look, a smoke shop. Oh, look, a sex shop. Look, the canal. It was like watching Netflix with the audio description turned on. I 1,000% do that.
Yep,
I'll randomly read signs.
Yep. I do that.
Yeah. So, and one that was a thank you. They're not wearing Speedos at the beach. And for this, I'd like to thank the American men. And finally, they claim to be 1/8 German, 1/8 Irish, 1/16 Scottish, 1/16 Spanish, 3/8 French, and 1/4 Canadian. You know, they always have to be like, oh yeah, I'm from here.
Yeah,
because here's my genealogy.
Yeah.
But I just thought that was very, very funny. I do a lot of those things.
Information adjustment says, no, really, straight roads barely exist in Europe.
That is true.
Yeah.
At least where I have driven. Yeah. It's like a corkscrew.
Well, because it's so old that they, like, we were able to, like, lay out our towns and go, all right, here's our town. Squares, squares, squares. We could do it. Interstate, bam, bam, bam. There, it's so old that you're like, well, we can't go here because this is where this farm from the 1200s is. So we got to do this and we got to, yeah. So, I mean, it makes sense why, but
yeah.
Okay.
So I thought those were pretty funny.
All right.
We are loud. We're loud, well, everybody.
It's all accurate. I can't even argue with any of that.
Nope, you really can't.
Don't really care to argue with it because none of it really bothers me that much.
That's because you're just staying home in your silent book club.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we're loud, but who's the rest of the world run to when Hitler's invading?
Okay, why did we have to take that turn?
Well, they, you know, because...
First of all, this article was not written.
Europe got rolled and we saved their ass, so I don't really care what the Europeans...
Jeez, all right. On that
I'm
note...
I'm sorry, remember I said I'm my grandpa, remember?
God, you really just...
Goddamn Europeans always with those other Jerrys
flying over.
It's like
he came into your body and just, like, took over. It was a real ghost possession situation there.
I told you, it's a problem. It's becoming an issue for me.
Goodness
Hey,
gracious.
Everybody, go to our website, stillspinningpodcast.com, and we would love to have you be a supporter, so we do a lot of, like, bonus material and stuff that's there. Once you sign up, you get access to all the old bonus material, and here's the cool thing. Even if you don't want to sign up, you can go listen to 15 or 20-second snippets of our actual bonus material. I don't know, it won't be that good because you're only hearing 15 seconds of it, but maybe it'll make you go, oh, that's the kind of great stuff they do. And you can do it there. Merch. Yeah, that's the hook. That's right. Yes. So we got merch. We got, our email addresses, ways to contact us and all that kind of stuff. That is all at our website, stillspinningpodcast.com. Thank you so much for listening. You got anything to add to this, Nicole, before I say goodbye?
You know what? Once you said Nazis, I was pretty much done. Oh, we have someone who wants to know if they leave a 5-star review, if they're going to get $40.
I tell you what, you leave $40, we'll give you a 5-star review.
Oh, we turned it around, yeah. Charlotte. We turned it around.
That's a good
All
idea.
Right, thanks, everybody. Have a great week.
Bye-bye.